Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Preds begin a five-game road trip tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote. Dan, good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing great. How are you guys?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Dan, obviously the results the past few times out have gone your way, and the offense has as well. 6 against Anaheim, 4 against Vegas, 6 against Montreal the other night. What are you seeing right now from your group offensively, and what do you like about the way that they're playing in the offensive zone?
Well, you know, Coach Hynes has put a big emphasis on our speed, the speed of our D-zone exits and kind of our attack rush game. And what that's done for us has kind of spread the zones and allowed us to kind of have a little bit more time and possession through the neutral zone, which allows for better dumps, better forechecks, better retrievals, more possession time, and so on. And then, we got a big forward group, and they're doing a really good job of getting over pucks and kind of grinding them down and trying to get, you know, I think we had something like 26 passes to the slot against Montreal, I think I saw, which is a good number, and if half of those connect, you know, you're golden. So, you know, I think a lot of it is mindset. You know, we're playing a faster game, we're playing a north game, and guys, once we get down there, they're feeling it right now. So, you know, we're making good plays, and our D are mobile. Like, there's a lot of good things going on in the ozone right
with Philip Forsberg in particular. You know, he throughout his career, he's had, you know, he'll get on some hot streaks that are, you know, and not that he's alone, plenty of players do, but I feel like sometimes his hot streaks really get extreme. When he kind of gets in a zone, what's that look like from a coach's perspective?
Well, I imagine it depends on what bench you're on. When you're on our bench, it's fantastic. Because, you know, the term floodgate apply in his game, but you know, if you're on the opposite bench, it's a scary thing because he can score from anywhere. He's got that shot, right? He's accurate, and he can overpower goalies from outside the top of the circles, where, you know, his scoring zone's a lot bigger than most guys. So you know, so when he's feeling it, when it's going in for him, it's great for us because you know, the guys feed off of it. They look for him, and he starts to shoot more, and you know, it just leads to more offense, and right now it's going in for him in all different ways, right? He's getting to the net, he's getting rebounds, he's scoring off the rush, the power play. Like, he's doing it all for us right now, and we couldn't be happier.
Dan, how much confidence do you see from Cody Glass and the way that he's playing, the role that he's in? How much confidence do you think he has gained over the course of the past 3-4 weeks?
Well, that's a great way to put it, because for him, that's it, right? He's got all the talent in the world. He's got great vision. His computer's really good. He's got good speed, good energy, good motor, big tank. So for him, it's just confidence. And, you know, from last year to the beginning of this year to the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's grown exponentially. So, you know, that helps us a ton, because, you know, he's got a really good vision. He makes the right play most of the time, and he's always got his head up, and he's always moving his feet. So when he feels it, when he's got the confidence going, you know, that helps us a ton, because when you're good up the middle of the ice, then that, you control the game that way. And our centermen right now, between him, Novak, Parsonen, Johansson, you know, whoever's in the middle right now is really working hard for us, and then that gives you that kind of sets you up for your game offensively, and they've done a great job with that.
Dan, this next challenge, talking about you know, one of the best teams in the league and getting healthier now, how big of a challenge is this? How big of a you know, confidence boost would it be to play well and beat this team?
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, obviously we've got lots of history with these guys, and you know, to me, they're, you know, one, top team in the league, top two for sure. They I love their lineup, you know, for them. I don't love it for us, but they, you know, they're deep. They're built to win. So it'd be great measuring stick for us to see where we match up against a team like this that's really primed, you know, to make a run at it this year. And that's what we need. This is a great measuring stick for us, because, you know, they're the top of the league, and it's also a little bit of a rivalry for us. So I think you're going to see a great game tonight, and that should help us on the rest of this road trip if we have success.
Brett's assistant coach Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Dan, I mean, obviously, speaking of Carolina, you guys have seen them a lot, like you said, and Niederreiter used to be a part of those battles that you guys had against them. Now that he's been on your side for approaching half a season at this point, what have you learned about Nino Niederreiter and what he brings to the table for your group?
I've always been a big fan of his, but I think I've been pleasantly surprised with his physicality and his, you know, he kind of fits our profile of what we want as a power forward. He's a little dirty, you know, he's heavy on the forecheck. He hits hard, he hits late, he agitates, he goes to the net. So he's, you know, and obviously it's gone in for him this year. So that's a big part of his game. So for us, he's been a breath of fresh air.
Dan, with Tanner's, you know, obviously production is one thing, and we all look at that, you know, scoring goals and the points and all that, and he had this tremendous breakout season last year, but he does a lot more for this team. Has the struggles to score this year, has that affected other parts of his game or not?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, if you watch this the complete game, you know, he's physical, he's hard on the forecheck. He's intimidating, you know, he still forces the, you know, the other team's D to get rid of the puck a lot sooner than they'd like to. And then obviously he'll throw in the tilts when the team needs some momentum. So, you know, he's been great on the penalty kill. He does a lot more for this team other than score. So that's the nice part about his game is when it's not going in, he's still a very valuable piece to our puzzle.
Well, Dan, we really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck coming up tonight against Carolina, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Preds assistant coach Dan Hynote, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Big one tonight for the Predators. Really, the next couple of games, tonight against Carolina and then tomorrow against Washington, you're talking about a Carolina team, which, as he said, I mean, if they don't have the best record. I mean, Boston has been ridiculous at 29-4-4 this year. Carolina, there's not many weaknesses that they have, and we know what kind of a coach Brenda Moore is. They're really good. My preseason Stanley Cup pick, by the way. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
That was a good pick, yeah. No, it's a heck of a back-to-back here, for sure, on the road. And a long road trip. And you just, like, you gotta sneak some of these types of games out to make up for some of what you weren't doing earlier in the season.
Well, the bottom line is the offensive performance from the Predators has been very good lately. And that's a refreshing change of pace as to what we were talking about a few weeks ago. I mean, look, I think it was 3 weeks ago when they took on, you know, St. Louis, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Colorado. None against St. Louis, one against Winnipeg, one against Colorado that week. And that was, I mean, it was bad offensively. And really ever since then, they've started to turn things around a little bit offensively. Now the question is, can you do it against good teams? You hung up four against Chicago and six against Anaheim and six against Montreal. You did hang up four against Vegas. But when you're playing the Carolinas and the Washingtons and the Dallases and the Torontos of the world, can you score goals against those teams? That's the next challenge for this team.
Yeah, but again, start somewhere. Like doing it against anybody, considering how stretches of this season have looked.
Yeah. I mean,
equals progress.
No question about it. I mean, you'll take it any way you can get it. And not just offense, like you got to beat some of these teams. And, you know, we've gone through the record of the Predators against some of these playoff teams. It hasn't been good so far this year. And look, as much as, you know, they did score four against Vegas the other day, they lost the game in overtime. So you got to find a way to win some of these games too. And I just think tonight is a really big test for them. Look, if you lose it, it's not the end of the world. But to me, like, you need to find a way to win one of these next two from a confidence standpoint and beat a team that's good and beat a team that's currently in a playoff race right now.
Yeah. All right. I'd say if you can get 2 points out of these two nights.
Agreed.
However that comes about, that means that you're hanging with them. I mean, because this is – I mean, you're way far too far into a season, you know, for, like, measuring stick game. But it kind of is, right? I mean, it's – possibly the best team in the NHL on the road.
Yep.
So you go out and go toe-to-toe with them. And as Dan said, there is history. It seems way longer ago than it was.
It does. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Bob from Antioch. Bob, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Would you say that to make the playoffs in the eighth spot, in most years, you're going to need around 97 or 98 points.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think that's what John Hines said, right?
About 98,
week,
yeah.
98 is usually what you're looking at. Yeah, it's kind of like
okay,
the
– Okay, so I figured out through the first 33 games, they had 33 points, which was a point a game. And to get from that point, from the 33rd game, to get to 97 points, instead of averaging a point a game, they're going to have to average – 1.3 points game, which means 13 points out of every available 20, which is like 6.5 wins out of every 10 games. Do you think that they can do that? And then I've got one more question. We played the Blackhawks recently, and Seth Jones plays for them. Do you think the Predators are better off with Johansson than they would be with Seth Jones? And I'll listen out there.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. I mean, look, I looked it up this morning. Preds have a 31.7% chance to make the playoffs from Money Puck. Now,
ooh,
last week it was 15%.
I was going to say,
so
that's up.
It's changed a lot. You win a few games in a row and you get some points, that'll happen. To Bob's point, I mean, they put themselves in a position where they're going to have to win a lot in the second half of the season to make the playoffs. I think they know that. I mean, that's the position that they're in. David Poile talked about it the other day. Like, they got some work to do to get into the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to require a big effort. Can they do it? Yeah, I mean, we saw them do it a couple of years ago, right? I mean, they were in a worse spot than this a couple of years ago in a shorter season. Is it likely that they'll do it? The numbers would tell you no, that it's not likely that they'll do it. But, you know, this team has been known to go on some runs before with John Hines as head coach, and you're hoping that you're in the middle of one right now if you're the Predators. As far as the other question, I mean, look, I think we could say what we want to about Ryan Johansson, and I don't think he's worth the $8 million that he's been paid lately. I do think you can look back at the trade of Seth Jones and the way that, number one, the way that Seth Jones has played since then, and number two, the way that Ryan Johansson has played since then. I think the Predators, if you told them that this was the way it was going to play out and that you would have the success that they've had with Johansson, I think they would have taken it.
Yeah, it was an obvious need. You had an obvious surplus. You had a guy who, you know, wasn't going to be in your top four, and you there's no way you get to the Stanley Cup final without Johansson, even though he got hurt in the midst of that run. So I think that answered the question almost 6 years ago, right?
Yeah. Coming up next, it's time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. Listen, we're going to be talking about this game all day today and tomorrow, the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars for the AFC South in Jacksonville this weekend. Jags are still favored by 6.5 on the Superbook Sportsbook app. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans plus the 6.5, but I will take the Jags on the money line. And Superbook wants you to add one thing to your New Year's resolutions. It is to make money in 2023 with Superbook Sports. Who doesn't love that? So Superbook has over 3 decades of sports wagering experience in Las Vegas, so you get the best odds boost anywhere as we head into the football playoffs. I gave you that Titans and Jags game. Plus, check out their special odds boost and promotions at Superbook.com. Make 2023 the year when you win money from Vegas. Download the Superbook Sportsbook app and place your bets today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.